Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy Espinoza. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about what's going on with the economy. It seems like there's a lot of great deal of protesting going on immigration. Is there anything you want to share on that, Roy?
Well, we know that, you know, a lot of what's been going on is something, you know, that's been going on for a long time, but now it seems like it's getting a lot worse. And I think a lot of the concerns is our economy.
Right.
Can our economy, you know, take all these new, you know, costs, you know, that it's, you know, that, you know, Obama's created.
Right.
The main thing is, you know, we know that our dollars, you know, aren't holding the value that they used to. So it's costing, you know, a lot more for food and everything else. And what do you have to share with that, Adrian?
Well, it's kind of very interesting how we're kind of all putting the puzzle pieces together on, you know, we were talking about conspiracy theories on, you know, what's going on with our economy, you know, what's going on with the dollar system. And, you know, we were talking about how we're starting to see a lot more UFOs sightings. And what's going on around the world, how we're starting to see a lot of these portals that are coming out. Just about 3 days ago, I saw a mothership coming out of the sky. And this was a big mothership. I mean, this was a huge mothership. And then I saw a medium mothership coming out of the center of this ship. And sometimes you think, you know, your mind's playing tricks on you, it's late at night, you're tired. But at the same time, how do we know whether that is real or imagined, or is that, was that a holographic insert? I mean, we don't know. I mean, there's so much technology out there now that the government is using. We just don't know, you know, we don't know if that's legitimate or not. But that's pretty much what we've been seeing, you know, with the and with the immigration, what's going on. We know that there's a lot of changes that are coming up with that. And like you said, it's just kind of coming up on the surface now. It's interesting. It looks like we do have one caller on the line. Did you want to get with the caller, Roy? Or? Are you there, Roy? Let's go ahead and bring the caller on the 706 area. 706, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you, and what's your name, and where are you calling from?
My name is Sophia, and I am calling from Georgia.
Sophia, you called in our show before. I recognize your voice. Welcome back to Astromind, and how can we help you today?
Well, actually, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, you're a first-time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. I am.
Oh, maybe I might have heard your voice before, but
maybe it's a southern thing. That's okay, no problem at all.
Somebody with your name that called in that has the same voice, and I thought that you'd been called. So.
No. Mm-mm. Actually, well, what I am calling in reference to tonight, I'm not sure. Just anything general, any messages for me, or.
Well, how can we help you tonight? I mean, do you have any questions or concerns? Or,
well, I guess just in general, yeah, I guess in reference to maybe, I don't know, my spirituality, you know, my awakening or, you know, career-wise.
Well, how is your career now? I mean, how would you say your career is now with things that are going on?
Right now it is at a standstill because I am on medical leave. But just overall, just, you know, since I've been down, just really thinking about life in general and my life purpose. Really conclusion that what I've been doing for a while
Before we begin, I'd like to invite Roy on with us. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. Looks like I got bumped for a second, but I'm back.
Okay, we're on the line with Sophia. What's your name again?
Sophia.
That is correct,
Sophia. Yeah, Sophia, I'm sorry. And you were talking about, you know, things about your career or what's going on there in that situation. You said it's kind of on a standstill or?
I feel like I'm at a standstill. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what can we do to make that better for you? I mean, what do you want me to do?
Well, I guess I've pretty much come to the conclusion that what I've been doing is no longer serves a purpose for me. And I guess just confirmation, am I sensing that right? Am I picking up the right energy that is so, to focus more on my divine purpose in life?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, your divine purpose has a lot to do with your dharma, your soul contracts, things that you chose that you need to be doing, you know, that you're to realize, to kind of get some clarity, to know that you're on the right path, you know, and you feel like, you know, you're holding on to something that is really going to make a change for you or a future for you. You know, and sometimes we kind of belittle ourselves to think, you know, well, this is all I'm good enough for. This is all I'm going to do. And, you know, and when you focus on your spiritual path, then you feel you can kind of see something bigger, you know, that there is actually a meaning beyond your understanding of what's going on. And when I started getting into a lot of this, me and my dad and a lot of this conspiracy stuff, I started seeing a lot, we started seeing a lot in our spiritual path. So we kind of see, you know, a bigger view, a bigger tunnel of where we're going at. And the whole idea is, you know, in this situation with what's going on with everything, my views on that is, you know, our whole mission here is to reach our ascension and to break through the matrix, break through, make some breakthroughs in this lifetime. So if you feel like, you know, that's going to help you to get where you need to go in the long term, then I feel like, yeah, you're reaching out for a better understanding of where you're going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll bring more meaning into your life, you know. And you don't feel like you're hitting a dead wall, is what I'm saying.
not in where I'm going, no, not at all. But where I've been, yes.
Right. And that's kind of what I'm trying to reach at, is that, you know, is looking at your walls, looking at your strengths, looking at synchronicities, you know, really pay attention to your synchronicities, your dreams. Get a dream journal.
I have one.
Do you have one? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, start recording. And that's kind of what your guides are kind of telling me. So maybe that's, you know, synchronicity. You know, you're saying, you know, I already have a dream journal. So that's your guide saying that you're on the right path.
Okay.
And keep searching, you know, and find out what road you want to be on. You know what I mean? There's different roads
mm-hmm.
in different situations. So... as far as career, you know, do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you'll vibe in, you know.
Okay.
And, is there anything you want to share with that, Roy? Or?
Well, I just wanted to add, it's your time now, you know, to experience, you know, the kind of joy that you want in your lifetime and to, you know, be more connected, you know, to source, you know, to resonate, you know, with whatever, you know, that might be for you, and to, you know, reach your full potential. You know, that's where we're all at right now. I think after, you know, 2012, you know, it did cause, you know, the energy to shift. You know, for some, it was a little bit sooner. For others, it might be a little bit longer. But, you know, we're all, you know, in that same, you know, heading in the same direction, you know, and that's to, you know, to ascend, you know, to the highest level. Just wanted to add that. Is anything else, Adrian?
Well, again, like I say, I think for what your guides want you to do is just connect on your spiritual path with what you're doing, and continue healing people. You know, that's the whole idea is trying to get away from the matrix as much as you can, even though, you know, we all have to survive with money, because that is part of our abundance. But also realizing that abundance comes in many different ways, not just money, but it comes in our good health, it comes with our families, it comes with our gifts, our energy gifts, you know, and to just really focus on clarity and understanding of where you're going, you know. And then it kind of gives you, you know, your life meaning where, see, you know, for people that are lonely, that don't have good relationships, what they're missing really inside is, you know, fulfilling or nurturing their inner child, you know, telling yourself that you love yourself every day, and to find meaning in life, find what, you know, what is beyond this whole programming of matrix. And so once you get beyond that, then, you know, you don't feel like you need anybody, because you're already happy. You feel like, you know, your life has meaning. It's meaningful. So that's kind of like what I get from that, is once you realize that, then, you know, your life has, you know where you're going. So I just wanted to share that message with you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You are so welcome.
Have a good night.
Yeah, have a wonderful night.
All right, let's go to the next.
Any more callers?
Yeah, let's go to the next caller from the 068 area. You're on the air. 068. You're on the air.
Hi. Sorry.
Hi.
I got confused.
Hi, what's your name? And who are you calling, where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Texas.
Okay, and you're calling on Mr. Money. We welcome you.
I'm sorry.
So we want to welcome you on the show.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Sure. One is, I was wondering if I could get a reading and see what you're picking up for my year 2015. Any moves, relationships, or energy you're picking up specifically for me?
Where is your focus for this year? I mean, where do you want to focus your energy as far as...
I think I want to make a major life change. I'm in the process of growing a couple businesses, and I'm trying to define what the back half is going to look like, and I think it needs to be out of this area and then just with a mate and more along the spiritual lines that I've been going, healing modalities and such.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like you definitely have a lot of healing abilities around you. You have very emotional healing abilities, and you're very sensitive to a lot of different energies. So what I'm getting is that since you are sensitive and you're emotional and you have that connection with those energies, I feel like you're going to do very well in the healing area. I also feel like along with your career, you're going to be using a lot of your abilities to heal people as well as heal yourself with what you're going to be doing in the future and business-wise. And as you start to heal people and you start healing yourself, I feel like that special someone is going to come into your life, and you know, your vibration will rise, things will start rising, and old people will tear away from you, and you won't know why. You know, there'll just be some conflict there. And then you'll just be like, oh, you know, why is there so much drama? Well, it's not really drama. It's just that people can't resonate with your vibration anymore. So they're going to tear away. And the universe has to set a way to do that. Just like with your career, you know. And there's certain people that will come into your life that will get in the way of your career. And the universe will protect you in the same way.
Okay.
So that's your guide. That's your guardian, you know, your guardian angels. They just want what's best for you. They can't impose on free will, but they can impose on certain situations where, you know, I have goals. I have things that I want to accomplish. You know, I want to go to school, or I want to... start a career or whatever, and the dark side will try to send these people, but then the light side will basically push all that away if you allow it to, you know. And so, you know, you it's like you got to come to a crossroads. You got to choose between, you know, are they important in my life? Do I want to move forward? That's kind of where you're at, is in a crossroads, is where I see you. But I see a lot of new energies coming your way, a lot of new things. And that's going to be very, very exciting for you. That's the message I'm getting from my guide.
Excellent.
Yeah, is there anything you want to share, Roy?
My guides are telling me that, you know, whatever didn't work for you in the past is not to focus on that, but only focus on the things that will be, you know, a benefit for you in, you know, 2015, and you know, allow those energies to, you know, be present and to enjoy, you know, and be, you know, in gratitude, you know, for everything that, you know, you have, you know, in your life. And you'll find that you know, law of attraction will open up and make your businesses, you know, as successful as you want them to be. And I just wanted to share that with you.
I appreciate you too. And the message was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You are very welcome.
You have a great night. And please call in again.
I will.
Let's go to the next caller from the 260 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
And what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Trina, and I'm from Indiana.
And we welcome you, Trina. And how can we help you tonight? What question do you have?
Well, I was wondering if about this gentleman that I've been talking to. His name is Steve. And I want to know if he's going to be coming from where he's at on Monday. He's going to be flying here on Monday. And I just want to make sure if you see him doing that. And he's been talking marriage. And I want to kind of see what you get. If that's what, you know, if you see that for me or not.
Jason, what do you get in?
What was your focus on? Because you're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Well, I'd like to know if this gentleman, Steve, that I've been talking to for the last month or two, he says he's coming to see me on Monday, and would like to know if he's really coming or not, and if he plans on marrying me or not, because he says he's going to propose.
Is this a long-distance relationship, or have you known this person, or?
Yes, I've known him for a while, and it's been a long-distance relationship.
It is. Okay. And you guys have been communicating okay?
Yes, we've been communicating fine.
Okay. What's this person's first name, if you don't mind me asking? I'm sorry?
Steve.
Steve?
Yeah.
Can you hear her pretty good, Roy? It's like I'm getting some interference.
Yeah, I'm hearing okay, but again, you know, I'm getting a little interference also.
Is that better?
What do you get? That sounds better right there.
Okay, his name is Steve.
Okay, his name is Steve. And what are you getting from Steve, Adrian?
So it is Steve, okay. Let me see if I can connect with his oversoul. I'm just trying to see if I can connect. I got to get permission from his oversoul. Okay, so I'm feeling like there is permission. What I'm seeing is that he's in a transition in his life. And a lot of the things that he's trying to filter out, a lot of changes, is affecting him to the ability to accept the changes, which is always harder when you're in a transition. But he's feeling like he's ready to settle down, is what I'm picking up. And he's tired of games. It's like when I'm feeling like he's tired of mind games.
Okay.
But the problem is that every individual has what they call programming. And these different types of programs that are on us are very dominating. Because from what I realize is that everybody has what they call scorpion frequency. And he kind of, I don't feel like his scorpion frequency is dominating, but it's kind of dominating him. Sort of like he's kind of in some type of conflict with himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having a hard time adjusting to the changes. And that's normal to feel intimidation by that, because the changes get so small and they get so big. And we have a hard time pulling out of the rut of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so used to being controlled, you know. And so he's always used to being told what to do and when to do it and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But in his programming, he believes that everything he does is always not always good, not always right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of leads to self-sabotage. So he's kind of, it's like he's in a conflict with himself, but I do see these transitions, these changes. I do see adjustments with these changes that are coming up upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And once he breaks that programming, the changes are going to get a lot easier.
Okay.
But at first, it's going to be kind of scary for him. So take your time. Time is what I'm feeling with him. And kind of push him to the point where you can motivate him and where you want to direct his energy.
Okay. Will he be coming on? Go ahead.
Because he's always used to being, you know, feeling controlled, even though he may not pretend to think that he likes to be controlled, but he was always told that, you know, as he was growing up, you know, what to do, where to go, if he did things right or wrong, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's adjusting to the changes is what I'm picking up.
Mm-hmm.
So did he, did he have a good childhood?
Yes, he did.
Okay, because I am picking up that he had a good one. And I feel like he's a good man.
Yes.
He kind of spoiled growing up, but not to the point where he has a really like big ego, but he was a little spoiled growing up.
Mhm.
And that's his stubborn side. That's the scorpion frequency I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of hit wrong. And see, the thing is, we all have this frequency, but some people they get activated more than others. They tend to show their scorpion side more than their submissive side. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
submissive is like not very dominating. But for men, it's more of the scorpion, and the female, it's more of the submissive side. You know.
Yeah.
It depends. It depends on the sign. It also depends on the person's characteristics and their personality. You know, because everyone has different altars. So, yeah. So I'm picking up he's learning to balance that. He's going to balance it. And when you meditate, imagine a T-bar on his crown, his third eye, like a T and a bar. And then as you imagine that in your mind, this is called T-bar programming,
uh-huh.
it will balance the scorpion and it will deprogram him.
Okay.
So when you meditate, you know, meditate on that as a T. You do like a T, and then you put a bar in the middle. And that will balance his scorpion frequency.
Okay.
Okay. I have a question. What sign is he?
He's an Aries.
Well, yeah, see, Aries is the most dominant air sign, you know, of fire. Well, it's the most dominant fire sign in all the fire signs. Like, you have your Leo, you have Sagittarius, and you have Aries. Aries is, you know, all about war. It's always about conflict. So the conflict that he's having with himself has a lot to do with that scorpion frequency. And seeing that's why I go to balancing the T-bar that will balance his scorpion frequency. And he, and Aries is, you know, is all about war and fighting for what they believe. You know, it's a battle. Every day they look at it as a battle. And they love drama. So, yeah, he feeds on that.
Yeah,
and I don't know if,
I don't like it.
Right.
I try to stay away from it.
Right.
And the bad part of that is I'm a Pisces on the water sign.
Right.
I can't help but just attract, so I'll stay for this work.
See, I'm a peacemaker. I don't like drama, but.
And I am too. I'm a little individual.
But when you're a light worker, it's really, really hard to avoid.
Yeah, I am too. So that makes it really rough. But he will come Monday, though, right?
Right.
He is coming Monday.
Right.
Awesome. Can't wait. As long as there's little bets on that flight, I'll be a happy camper.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a lot of trials and tribulations. I'm sorry?
I said he's a caretaker.
Yes, he is. He's a good person.
Right.
He's a good guy.
You know, and everybody has different archetypes that work with us and against us, and just like these, just like the programming, you know, that we have on us, a lot of that can also play an effect, and it can also, it can, you know, self-sabotage a lot of things. And so the idea is to, you know, keep yourself grounded and, try to balance things out as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like there's going to be a lot of conflict and war. It's like Aries always believes about fighting and war. So it's almost like he's putting you through a test to fight for what you believe, fight for what you want.
I'm telling you. Like, every time I turn around, something else coming up.
Right.
Every time I turn around, there's something else going on. It's like, oh, dear Lord, is this guy ever going to get here? It's like, what else is going to happen? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, my goodness. It's like I wait for the other shoe to drop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my goodness. But as long as I know he's coming Monday, I'll be very happy. I'm good. Bonus is on the 5 and 11:15, 11:45. I'm happy. I'm good.
Hello.
Nathan, we need to move on to our next caller now.
think we lost her. Let's go to the 111 area. You're on the air.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you from?
I'm from Arizona. My name is Alfina.
Alfina?
And
we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you? Do you have any questions?
Yes. I'm wondering when you see me, my ex-fiance, like reconciling.
Nathan, are you there?
Yeah. You were cutting out there for a minute. What were you saying?
My question was, I'm wondering when you see me and my ex-fiance, like, reconciling?
Getting back together? Do you believe in twin flames?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like he is your twin. I feel like that you guys are almost
actually,
like the same.
I'm not
soul.
Really sure. Is twin flame kind of like a soulmate or what?
No, it's kind of different than a soulmate.
Okay.
It's actually, you guys are actually the same soul, which you are the same consciousness. So whatever you feel, he's going to feel, and whatever you think, he's going to think. That's how you guys are psychically connected. And if there has been any kind of distance between the both of you, that's probably the reason why. Because what happened was there was a lot of experimenting going on in Atlantis, the time of Atlantis. And some of us have chosen to meet our twins in this lifetime on a soul level, soul contract. And if we do meet our twins, then there was some type of split programming that was on us. And that split can cause a lot of problems between you and your partner, whether it be communication, distance, having a hard time consolidating on situations or decisions, just a lot of communication problems. Have you experienced anything like that or any kind of conflict between the both of you or?
Right now we have been, there's a physical distance and we didn't communicate for a while. Last night we actually spoke on the phone.
Well, yeah, see, that could be a sign that you have a connection. The connection that has to do with communication has to do with, like, communicating spiritually, through dreams. You'll have a lot of dreams of your twin flame, too. Through dreams, through being telepathic, feeling each other's emotions, empathic, things like that. And I feel like, that you guys are trying to work things out. You guys are trying to come to an agreement where you guys can connect on, the physical level, not just the spiritual, but the physical. And I don't feel like he's the awakened one, but I feel like you are the awakened one and that you are going to balance the things out. You're the one with the strength. You're the knight. And so, it's just a matter of, do you continue the battle to, with whatever's thrown at you you know, testing your strength, or you self sabotage and you move on with your soulmate. But I do feel like you guys have come together in this life to work things out, to get on some kind of middle ground of some type of communication is what I'm picking up, you know.
So do you see a time frame as to when we will work things out, or when we'll agree to work things out?
Well, it really depends on how bad you want it. I mean, I can do the work for you. I know a lot about programming, me and my dad. We've been working with twin flames and programming and trying to get past a lot of these blocks that are going on. And if you want, you know, you're more than welcome to email me for me to do that work for you. And I'm at pathfinder255@gmail.com. And
Pathfinder
just,
as in P-A-T-H?
P-A-T-H
okay.
As in path, and then finder as in F-I-N-D-E-R at 2012@yahoo.com. I mean, I'm
okay.
Sorry. No, pathfinder255@gmail.com.
255?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a quick question for you. Are you in southern Arizona or in northern Arizona?
I'm in the northern region of Arizona.
Okay, so you're not too far from Sedona?
I'm actually 4 hours away from there.
Because what my guides are telling me, have you ever been up into the vortexes at Sedona?
No.
Because me and Adrian have been there, and we highly recommend that if you want things to move at a lot, move a lot more quickly. Because what happens is when you go into, the vortexes, and you know they'll tell you all you have to do is go to the, the tourist office, and they'll tell you exactly where all the where the vortexes are at, because they'll give you a map. But what happens is that you can manifest things a lot more rapidly just by, doing a meditation or whatever, fits for you. And Adrian, do you want to add something to that?
I just want to add that once you start the process of this work that we're going to be doing for you, I'll tell you what you need to do, and then once you get that all complete, I would recommend you to go to the vortexes, because the vortex is definitely an activator, and it will activate you on a much higher plane, which is, we call hyperspace. And once you connect with that plane, then you'll connect more with your twin, because you want to stay out of the lower frequency as much as you can. When you dream at night, just tell your mind that you would like to go into hyperspace to be with your twin flame. And tell your guides when you meditate, and do this every night. And make sure you have plenty of protection, when you go to sleep at night. Ask your guides and your angels to guide you and help you. And